From APM in Emeryville, California, I'm Molly Wood in for Ben Johnson. This is Marketplace Tech. The movie Snowden comes out on Friday. It's directed by Oliver Stone and stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And it's about how NSA contractor Edward Snowden released classified information about government surveillance programs and then fled to Russia, where he is currently living in asylum.
There's something going on inside the government that's really wrong, and I can't ignore it.
The movie comes out as the ACLU, Amnesty International, and Snowden himself are all asking for a presidential pardon for him. Who knows whether the film will help his cause, but it did make me wonder how often movie portrayals of real events affect those events themselves. To find out, I put that same question to Mike Srego, contributing editor of Film Comment.
I do think movies, generally over history, they haven't had as many specific effects as people think, but they do have an effect on the general attitude and shared emotion of large groups of people in a democracy. So in the 30s, we had I Am a Fugitive from a Chain Gang and movies like that that really brought you into the ragged boots of the disenfranchised and the unemployed and had something to do with fueling the support for the New Deal.
They're still after me. They'll always be after me. No friends, no rest, no peace.
Oh, Jim.
Keep moving. That's all that's left for me.
You can't make a specific connection, but you really know that movies like that, which were put out by the dozens that happened to be the best one, were having an effect.
Talk about how the distribution today of film clips or TV clips has really changed the impact they can have. I mean, once they're on the internet and people can see them, is that a major differentiator?
Well, yeah. You know, I think a year and a half ago, John Oliver, the host of the HBO show Last Week Tonight, really stole Oliver Stone's thunder because he did a segment on surveillance that included an interview with Edward Snowden.
Do you miss Hot Pockets?
Yes. I miss Hot Pockets very much.
Okay. The entire state of Florida.
I think the edge that a show like John Oliver's show has on movies that can just show clips on the internet is that they're really designed either to be shown in full, you know, in a full 33-minute segment or in a smaller 10 or 20-minute segment on the internet. So people on their various tablets or iPhones or computers can bring them up and look at them at their lunch break or you know, while they're stuck in traffic.
Mike Srego is contributing editor of the publication Film Comment and a programmer for the Criterion Channel, which launches next month. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Now a little more on private information ending up in the public eye. This week, private emails sent by former Secretary of State Colin Powell showed up on a website that reportedly has ties to Russian intelligence services. But they immediately made headlines. Joseph Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology. He says this is the start of a new era of politics and communication.
Yeah, you know, this seems to be sort of a watershed moment in the digital transparency that sort of exists that people don't seem to understand.
Clearly, says Hall, Colin Powell wasn't thinking about the long tail, shall we say, of his emails.
Everything you type into a system potentially can be captured, and a lot of the things that we interact with on a daily basis seem very ephemeral.
But they're not. And Hall says after this election, we could see some major changes.
The potential here for future elections is that you're going to see a lot less information being exchanged in places where it's archived.
The question is that kind of communication a good thing for democracy? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Let's take a break from international espionage and politics for a moment and talk about Pokemon Go. At this week's TechCrunch Disrupt, we heard from John Hanke, the CEO of Pokemon Go developer Niantic Labs. Here he is on why Pokemon Go has become the most profitable mobile game of all time.
The game lore of Pokemon, the story of Pokemon, Pokemon Trainer going out into the world in search of finding Pokemon is really the perfect real world kind of augmented reality game.
Yeah, it's working on me. In fact, I took time away from TechCrunch Disrupt to go Pokemon hunting.
So I'm excited. This is actually the first time I've gotten to go Pokemon hunting in the Embarcadero area of San Francisco, where I hear there are lots of them. And I am hoping to catch some Pokemon that I don't already have. So far, though, I only see a bunch of Rattatas, which are basically the vermin of the Pokemon world. Oh, there's one right now. I mean, I'm still going to catch it, obviously.
See that thing, though, about catching the same Pokemon over and over? It's a bit of a problem. After its white-hot ascent, Pokemon Go started to stall out late this summer in terms of engagement. And a study from Slice Intelligence this week says Pokemon Go has lost 79% of its paying players since July. Part of the problem, you can't trade Pokemon. In fact, there are almost no social elements at all. You can't battle each other either, only fight against strangers at gyms scattered around cities. So does Hanky have a plan for that? Well,
we talked about trading. Battling is something that we talk a lot about and will probably make its way onto the roadmap, but I don't have a specific date for you. Sorry.
Womp womp. Another thing that can dampen enthusiasm, it can be hard to find new or rare Pokemon. You mostly just keep catching the same ones, like the Rattata or the Pidgey, over and over. In fact, the title of Hanky's talk was Hunting Rare Pokemon. Unfortunately, he didn't say a word about Pokemon becoming easier to find, but he apparently did bring some luck to the streets outside the conference.
Here we are. Oh my god, this is amazing. This is very exciting. It's a Venusaur. This is a legit rare Pokemon. I'm going to use a great ball, like I don't have time to mess around. Raspberry. Great ball. Come on. I got it! Oh my god! A brand new Pokemon! I'm so excited.
I guess the thrill isn't completely gone. Marketplace Tech was produced today from the Reveal Studios at the Center for Investigative Reporting. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.